As promised, I do have two other Bibles to read the Psalms 1 through 3. The first version I'm going to read is from the Clear Word Bible. It says, "Happy is the man who doesn't take advice from the ungodly, who doesn't participate in the way of wicked men, and who doesn't criticize others, but who delights in the law of the Lord and every day meditates on God's word. He will be like a tree planted by a stream, which always bears fruit and which will not die in times of drought. Whatever good he does will last forever. The ungodly are not so. They are like chaff blown away by the wind. The actions of the ungodly will speak against them in the judgment, and they will not be allowed to enter heaven. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the ungodly will perish in their sin. Why do godless people riot? Why do they plot to take advantage of others? Even kings and governments are rebellious. They refuse to be under the governance of God or His anointed, or be obligated to Him in any way. They want to go their own way and be free from anyone or anything. But the Lord sits in heaven and sees that all their attempts to be independent of Him are ridiculous. All He needs to do to catch their attention is to speak, and all He needs to do to frighten them is to unleash the powers of nature. But I will accept the Lord as my King and look to Him for guidance. He will rule from Mount Zion. I will tell others what the Lord has told me. He said to His Son, 'You are my only Son, and I am your Father. I will give you the earth to rule. It will be your kingdom and your eternal inheritance. I know you will be fair in seeing that justice is done. Whatever you do to carry out justice will be done mercifully, and you will establish a lasting and just kingdom.' Why can't kings be wise and listen to what the Lord says and be merciful and just? Why can't they joyously serve the Lord and honor Him as they should? Let kings accept the rulership of God and submit to the rule of His Son, who has all the power of God within Himself. Happy are those who trust Him, knowing that He always has their good at heart. Lord, I have so many enemies. My own son wants to kill me and take the throne, and many of my own people have rebelled against me. My friends have told me that you will not help me, and so far it has seemed to be true. Lord, you have always been my shield and defense. You are the one I have gloried in, and you have always been there to lift my spirits. I have cried to you for help, and you have always heard and come to my aid. I could always depend on it. I would go to sleep knowing you cared about me, and get up in the morning knowing that you would be with me throughout the day. So, I will strengthen myself in you and not be afraid of 100,000 rebellious people who are against me. I believe that you will come to my rescue no matter what my enemies say. You will come and save me just as you have done before. Salvation and victory can come only from you. Do forgive and bless my people."Psalm 1 through 3 in the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. how well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin's Saloon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's Word. You chew on Scripture day and night. You're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust, without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take is Skid Row. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plots, people? Earth leaders push for position. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. The God deniers, the Messiah defiers. Let's get free of God, cast loose from the Messiah. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. At first, he's amused at their presumption. Then he gets good and angry. Furiously, he shuts them up. Don't you know there's a king in Zion? A coronation banquet is spread for him on the holy summit. Let me tell you what God said next. He said, "You're my son, and today is your birthday. What do you want? Name it. Nations as a present? Continents as a prize? You can command them all to dance for you, or throw them out with tomorrow's trash. So, rebel kings, use your heads. Upstart judges, learn your lesson. Worship God in adoring embrace. Celebrate in trembling awe. Kiss Messiah. Your very lives are in danger. You know, his anger is about to explode. But if you make a run for God, you won't regret it. God, look, enemies past counting. Enemies sprouting like mushrooms. Mobs of them all around me, roaring their mockery. Huh, no help from him for God. But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet, you lift my head high. With all my might, I shout up to God. His answers thunder from the holy mountain. I stretch myself out. I sleep. Then I'm up again, rested, tall, and steady. Fearless before the enemy mobs, coming at me from all sides. Up! God! My God, help me! Slap their faces. First this cheek, then the other. Your fist hard in their teeth. Real help comes from God. Your blessing clothes your people.